The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, June 15, 2023. The Cuban delegation headed by Prime Minister Manuel Marrero is in St. Petersburg to attend the 26th International Economic Forum, where its working visit to the Russian Federation will conclude. The forum brings together heads of state, finance ministers, chiefs of Russian and foreign companies, financiers, and academics to discuss the economic problems in Russia, developing markets, and the world in general. Before arriving in St. Petersburg, the Cuban Prime Minister visited Moscow, the second leg of the visit to Russia that began in Sochi, to attend the Eurasian Intergovernmental Council meeting. During his last day in the capital on Wednesday, Marrero met with President Vladimir Putin in Kremlin. Putin assured him that Russia would do everything possible for bilateral economic cooperation to help overcome the difficulties imposed from abroad. Marrero's official visit to Russia will run until June 17, following the closing of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Sustainable tourism in Cuba is becoming increasingly important because the excessive growth of the so-called smokeless industry could affect the environment, issues discussed on Wednesday at a workshop on the subject. Several sectors of the country discussed the project integration of biodiversity conservation and climate change mitigation in the development of sustainable tourism in Cuba, which addresses the necessary incentives for the sector to change its usual operation and improve its long-term sustainability. The intention is to promote new paradigms in tourism management in Cuba, a legal juridical framework for the sector, the strengthening of local alliances so that the actors involved in the tourism value chain can influence the development and management of the destination. The project will be implemented by the Institute of Ecology and Systematics of the Environment Agency, accompanied by the Ministry of Tourism, the main beneficiary, and by the United Nations Development Program, and is financed by the Global Environment Facility in addition to national and territorial institutions. The documentary film Che Guevara, Where You'd Never Imagine Him, by Cuban movie director Manuel Perez, a winner of the 2013 National Film Award, will be screened at Charles Chaplin Movie Theater in Havana this Thursday. The screening of the 2004 film is part of a tribute on the 95th birthday of the Argentine-Cuban guerrilla fighter organized by the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry, ICAIC. The film, with a script of the director himself, music by Edesio Alejandro and Ernesto Cisneros, and produced by ICAIC, Gran Via Musical and Impulso Records, tell the story through archival images of the intense life of the heroic guerrilla fighter as Ernesto Guevara de la Serna is also known. The documentary is a synthesis of unpublished images to bring the viewer closer to this exceptional man who transcended his generation and is a reference of capacity for sacrifice, courage, and tenderness. The workers of Chile newspaper Crónica Digital sent a greeting to Prensa Latina on the 64th anniversary of its foundation in the communication scenario of the region and the world. A message signed by its director, Marcel Garcés, recalls that despite boycotts and conspiracies, the news agency has managed to break, since its beginning, the media and propaganda siege of the empire and put itself at the service of truth. Committed and aware of its historical mission, Prensa Latina has accompanied the peoples in its epic pages, heroic confrontations at every crossroads and every victory or sacrifice, the press release states. Crónica Digital recognizes the professional, political, and human accompaniment of its correspondents in Chilean's struggle for freedom, justice, and human rights, and in the confrontation with Augusto Pinochet dictatorship. Prensa Latina was founded on June 16, 1959, at the initiative of the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, and Comandante Ernesto Che Guevara. Its first director was Argentine journalist and fighter Jorge Ricardo Massetti. Prensa Latina currently broadcasts close to 400 daily news in six languages. Iranian President Seyed Ebrahim Raisi, who is on an official visit to Cuba, fulfills a busy agenda this Thursday, which includes talks with his counterpart Miguel Díaz-Canel to review common issues and cooperation. Cuba is the third and last destination in the Latin American tour of the Iranian president, who travels leading a high-ranking delegation to strengthen political, economic, and scientific cooperation in line with his government's foreign policy. This tour continues the actions conducted by Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian in Managua, Caracas, and Havana in February this year, when he met with high-level officials of the three countries and explored areas of cooperation. Cuba and Iran have maintained friendly relations for almost 44 years, since August 8, 1979, and intend to raise their economic ties to the same level as their diplomatic relations. The relations between Iran and Cuba are marked by the legacy of the historic leaders of both revolutions, Fidel Castro and Ayatollah Khomeini. And in the international agenda, we have that Latin America is no longer the quiet backyard of the United States, a commentator of Democratic People's Republic of Korea said, quoted by KCNC on Wednesday. In the face of the domination and hegemony attempts of the world superpower, a wave of independence and political and economic integration is rising in Latin America, Paik Kwan Myung stated in an article on local media. The text recalls that the U.S. plans to take over the continent goes back from the early 19th century, when President James Monroe launched a doctrine identified with his name that essentially stipulated America for the Americans. Paik recalls the countless U.S. invasions, interference, and meddling in Latin America, including the seizure of territories by force, followed since then, and cites the blockades against Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua as the most recent aggressions. But times have changed. The Latin American people's determination to live and develop independently and solve the problems that affect them is strengthening, which will eventually end the domination of these lands by the United States, he affirmed. Meanwhile, the neoliberal leader Keiko Fujimori, whose party used to support President Dina Boluarte on Wednesday, changed that position after both having criticized the head of state and demanded ministers' replacements by menacing to question them. Fujimori requested the replacement of the Interior Minister Vicente Romero, Health Minister Rosa Gutierrez, and Energy and Mines Minister Oscar Vera. The first two being questioned for inefficiency in coping with crime and dengue outbreaks, respectively, and the third from the right accused of bolstering the state-owned oil company. Keiko Fujimori hinted at the possibility of interpellations that could lead to dismissals by the Congress of the Republic, where her Popular Force Party occupies the first position and has been the main support of the executive. UNO newspaper and Twitter comments reported that Fujimori's new attitude towards Boluarte evidences her electoral ambitions and her eagerness not to be dragged down by the unpopularity of the executive. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.